the Department of Homeland Security has announced it's sending 1,500 troops, mostly from the Army, to assist Border Patrol with administrative tasks. Immigration watchers say it's a substantial move for the Biden administration to send additional military personnel to the southern border. This is all prep work ahead of the end of Title 42, the pandemic-era public health policy that allows the US to quickly expel asylum seekers. El Paso Times border reporter Lauren Villagran joins us now. Lauren, welcome back.
Hi, Deepa.
So this move to send troops is not unprecedented. Other presidents have done it too. But why is this, as you say, substantial? What does it signal to you?
Well, it's certainly a signal that the Biden administration is taking very seriously the fact that we may see many thousands of migrants arriving at the southwest border and attempting to cross the southwest border when Title 42 is lifted next week.
Now, I want to just bring in a voice here, somebody who works at the border. Her name is Jennifer Babai, and she directs legal services at Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center in El Paso. She tells us the troop announcement was alarming and disconcerting.
Rather than utilize the last 12 months or so to have plans about how to process these individuals, how to give them temporary housing, how to coordinate transportation, we are seeing last-ditch efforts of using deterrence, and it is really an unfortunate representation of how this administration has dealt with immigration.
And when she says deterrence, she's referring to soldiers in uniform who are armed. The administration says the troops are there for administrative tasks and assistance. But Lauren, what's happened in the past when military personnel have gone to the border? What effect have they had?
Well, you know, we've had a taste of this here over the last several months after Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent the Texas National Guard in. And, you know, in an area that previously was, you know, the Rio Grande River Canal, it's now filled with concertina wire 6 feet high, Humvees parked every, you know, few steps, National Guard soldiers in full dress. And it's meant, you know, I suppose, to deter migrants from crossing the border in those areas. But all it's done really is pushed people further east in El Paso and in Juarez to an area that is, in fact, more dangerous, both for crossing and for the migrants who may be in that area. You know, border residents experience a lot of what people here call militarization. So there are some concerns here on the ground about more soldiers dedicated to, you know, to border enforcement.
And it really seems like this is an attempt to stop people from not entering at a port of entry. So deterring, having this military presence. Jennifer from Las Americas also told us that they've been asking DHS what will happen at the port of entries once Title 42 expires. And they've been told that people still need an appointment, which you can get through the app. But if people line up at the port of entry without that, they'll probably be prioritizing people who have an appointment. So in essence, you know, there won't be any more chance to cross the border legally, pushing people, I imagine, with the option of trying to do it not at a port of entry.
Right. So you've got, you know, different types of flows. There are some people who are, you know, have been directed to use the CBP One app to make an appointment to seek an exception to Title 42 you know, an ability to seek asylum. There are others who are crossing between ports of entry and trying to turn themselves in under Title 42. They're still, you know, potentially being expelled. But at the same time, when the Border Patrol goes back to Title 8 processing, which is the nation's immigration law, it includes both provisions for asylum, but also for criminal prosecution. So, you know, I think we're going to see a massive shift in the type of enforcement we're seeing and, you know, the venues and the avenues for people to lawfully seek asylum.
Okay. Lauren Villagran is a border reporter for the El Paso Times. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.